This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
About to have some world-famous John McClane leg hiking. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. It is in the loop with Landry, Lopez, and Figgy on Sports Radio 610. Going up on a Tuesday because the OG is back in the building, and he's joined by the ultimate OG, John McClane, who will be covering his what number Super Bowl?
40th. Right quick.
Happy 40.
A friend of mine, Byron Easley. Byron, mm-hmm. Who's called the Sarge. Byron did four tours in the Middle East.
Oh, wow.
It's a bad mouthful.
And he always listens. He doesn't live here anymore. He lives in West Texas. He came to a remote with the posse recently. Now, he sent me, he's listening to us right now, and he sent me a thing. We're talking about food, and he said, Logan, that's his son. This grosses me out. I lost so much respect for Byron.
He had a when I was at my fattest tail.
Yeah. Logan and I dipped our Whataburgers in our vanilla milkshakes. It's spectacular.
They dipped
the idea of making bread wet makes me nauseated.
Now the Wendy's phenomenon I don't understand to a degree because no other restaurant do you dip your French fries in the Frosty except for Wendy's.
I don't do that ever.
No, I'm saying I don't either, but people do. I don't get it. Why is it only Wendy's that people do that?
Off the air, Landry and I were talking about the hot dog eating contest.
Disgusting.
And they dip their buns in bread.
Right.
In water.
So gross.
That makes me want to throw up.
Sean goes to that. If I ever went, I was talking to McClane, I would never eat another hot dog. It's absolutely disgusting. You could hike your leg on that just like you will a lot of stuff. Before we do that, though.
Sorry about that, Sarge.
Yeah, it's all right, Sarge. 7-1, and thank you for your service. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. A couple loopholes want to weigh in on our previous discussion, so we'll allow them to. Joseph, go ahead. You're on In the Loop.
Hey, this is Joseph. Listen, I was listening to a discussion on the overtime. College football overtime is the best. I think it's a wild shootout. It's exciting. There's tons of action. We've already seen that over and over in the last few years. They should definitely bring that to NFL. I don't know why they haven't done so yet. And then furthermore, I'm just sick and tired of all the replay controversy. It's killing the game. I hate when a team wins and then the next day it's like why they shouldn't have won. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ruining football. Just get rid of the whole thing and just let the refs call the game so we could enjoy the game.
See, I disagree.
Well, they have replay in college football and they have replay in overtime in college football. The problem with college football, ball shouldn't be on the 25-yard line. It's too easy to score.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love it. Aggie LSU game, it was great. But it's ridiculous that games last that long. And also, they count the stats. It's so unfair to count stats in overtime when other teams that never play in overtime don't have that advantage. But it'll never happen in the NFL like college, I can guarantee you that.
I feel Landry on this, and I agree with him that it's not even really the same game.
I hate it.
And it's kind of a joke. But, man, I enjoy it.
It's entertaining.
It's about moving the ball back, not starting at the 25.
You should at least move the ball back to the 40 or something.
Yeah, make it harder to score.
Yeah, that's what I like about football is there's the field position battle. There's the defense. There's the offense. There's special teams. There's all these elements.
Right.
All that is red zone defense in college.
It's not right, but I love watching it.
I do, too. I like watching it, too, but it isn't right. And they should modify it and move it back to the 40.
Childs, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for taking my call. I'm a longtime listener, outside sales, riding around listening to y'all all day. And I will say I am a Saints fan, and I am still tasting the salt this morning. But I do want to say that it was the biggest missed call in sports history. But I know there's talk of trying to get a rematch and having Goodell overturn this, and that cannot happen.
Thank you.
The Saints lost the game, plain and simple. I do think the whole entire outcome would have been changed if that would have been called. But My biggest concern is how bad the officiating was on both sides of the ball, not only for the Saints, but also for the Rams. And I think these refs need to be held accountable for their actions. I mean, there's posts all over the place about missed calls and everything. And there's no statement from the commissioner on this. The only statement we got from the ref was, oh, I didn't see the play. And that was it.
Childs, we appreciate the call. What do you think about accountability? Because I hear that thrown out a lot, John McClain. Should refs be more accountable? And if so, how?
Well, that's the thing. What would you do? They lost a bunch of officials who retired. And two of three of them went into the TV booths. I think Gene Serratore does a good job.
I don't.
You don't?
He never has a stance.
So I'm not sure. Do you fire him? Do you fine him?
What is accountability? That's what I was going to say. What is accountability? They don't make a lot of money as it is.
Yeah.
Could it be like a personal foul, like college system, where if you have two calls overturned, then maybe you suspend them for a game,
and that would cost them a game check.
Yeah.
But I feel terrible. They do the best job they can.
It's hard, so do the players, and players make mistakes,
and they're held accountable. And it is too bad that everybody in the country is talking more about the officiating, and that drives NFL crazy.
It's cast a pall cloud over the Super Bowl.
It has.
I thought it was bad in both games. And by the way, 1972 U.S. Soviet Union was the worst call in history.
Yes, it was.
This is the second worst.
That was the worst, and that was an actual call, Eddie, not running the clock.
Which call was that?
When they put time back on the clock, the Soviets went to the Soviets. Score table ad and put time back on the clock.
Well, they had to be without corruption.
They had to, or they'd been in prison in Siberia.
Exactly.
We would have put time back. How much you want? A minute.
A minute.
Corruption in the Olympics is like touchdowns in football. You can't do without it. Joe, you're on In the Loop. Real quick, go ahead.
In the Kansas City game, that neutral zone fraction. Why would a side judge not call the penalty prior to the play? Because I've seen side judges actually move players back, letting them know that they're in the neutral zone. So how would something like that happen?
They do that with receivers because the receivers point and ask. And so if they ask,
a certain amount of guys on the line.
I actually talked to an official about this once, John. I said, why? Basically what he said, first of all, the receivers, when they point, that's asking, am I lined up all right? And they give you the thumbs up or the thumbs down. If they say thumbs down, you move back. On the line of scrimmage, however, they didn't let him move back. Because I mean they didn't call it before the play because they were giving him time to move back. You know, like he might have noticed that.
And
he
now
was going,
is the that lining up in the neutral
here we go,
zone.
Here we go. Here we go.
Is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Every time Clowney does it or Texans, I tweeted that immediately because it's inexcusable. All you got to do is look at the ball.
Right.
And D Ford's terrible play, terrible decision to not look at the ball. Brady would have had three interceptions and one touchdown. Everybody be talking about, well, should he retire? And instead, Ford lines up offsides and Brady's a hero.
Damn shame. McClain leg hiking, we do it every Tuesday at 11:20 right here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Texans agreed to a second consecutive one-year deal with right tackle Shontrell Henderson. He was kind of a project last year, but he was immediately named the starting right tackle heading into week one when he got hurt against the Patriots. Shontrell Henderson is going to be your starting right tackle for the Houston Texans heading into the 2019 season.
Well, if he is heading into the season, he won't be for long because that position, right tackle and left tackle, is going to get a lot of attention in the draft and free agency. So I'm going to say, no.
Hike it. All right. Despite some people, I'll put it this way. Despite him leaving the door open, Bill O'Brien will not have an offensive coordinator next season.
I agree.
Oh no.
The revamped offensive line and with the idea that Fuller and QT will be healthy for a little bit to play with DeAndre Hopkins, I believe that O'Brien, and with Watson heading into the third year and O'Brien doing such a good job with Watson, I can understand him wanting to call the plays again, thinking he's going to have a full deck this time.
Right.
Texans will play the Jags in London. This is a tough draw for the Texans because London is almost Jacksonville's second home.
It'll be a tough draw for the Texans, but there's not as many Jaguars fans in London as the NFL makes it out to be to give Jacksonville an excuse to give up a home team every game. There's more Cowboy fans as there are everywhere. There's Raider fans. There's Patriot fans everywhere. But the league always acts like Jacksonville's their team. But, yes, there will be more Jaguar fans there. And last year, the Titans played there. And you see a lot of Titans jerseys, and I'm thinking, okay, some fans make the trip. Mm-hmm. I already know friends that Texan season ticket holders are going.
You know some rich
people, but there
people,
were so man. Many, I'm thinking, does the league buy the jerseys and give them to people and say, hey, wear these?
No.
I could see
no.
that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I don't think they do, but it's just funny how many people the teams are always represented.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's mine. At least one NFL team, now I know he's getting a contract extension. That doesn't matter. At least one NFL team will approach Tony Romo this offseason about a job.
Considering Tony Romo just told Richard Deutsch from The Athletic that he had, I believe, one before last season, one during the season, was coaches checking, I'll say yes.
All right, so I'm two
for
two.
He may end up getting a head coaching job because the owners are listening to him. He's already the greatest in history.
I thought Landry would proverbially hike his leg on this take, but he actually agreed with me. I think Tony Romo would be a great defensive special assistant, not offensive, because of what he recognizes, what he can do in a film room for guys. All right, hey, when they line up like this, this, and this, look for this, et cetera, et cetera.
And this great interview on The Athletic, in which he talks about, the thing is, he said, okay, when they break the huddle, what are you looking for? He said, I'm looking for the same things I did as a quarterback, down distance. I'm looking for a different thing if it's third and two and if it's third and six. I'm looking for a different thing if it's first and 10, if it's second and nine. And then you wonder, okay, you got Boomer Esiason, Dan Fouts.
They've had years to do this.
Warner, all them do that. Are they afraid to go out on a limb like Romo does? Because if it doesn't happen, people are going to go, man, that Romo doesn't know squat.
Was he 5 for 5?
He did in the fourth quarter overtime. It was the best job I have ever seen by an analyst.
It was unbelievable.
And I don't care who they are. Right now, he's got the Super Bowl with one way to go.
I was tweeting it as it was going on. It was just fascinating. I think he's just more passionate, and he's just more into the game. And
I think
he's trying
he preps.
To see it more.
I think he prepares.
Let me ask you this then, Mr. McClain, because Tony Romo has some good numbers as a quarterback. I don't think he has Hall of Fame numbers because of his shortcomings in the postseason. But he has some good numbers. 20 years from now, 25 years from now, because of his broadcasting ability, Tony Romo will find his way into the NFL Hall of Fame.
Absolutely not. There's no way.
Even as like
John Madden?
Absolutely not.
John Madden?
Madden won a Super Bowl, and he was the fastest coach to 100 victories. Romo didn't win squat.
But he does have like a top five
Texas
fourth
Sports
quarter
Hall of
pass
Fame.
Rating.
Now, yes.
Mm-hmm. I saw this.
It's wet in here.
I can feel the wetness already.
Okay.
Saints fans will
grab that fig
protest in Atlanta.
I don't think Saints fans want to get anywhere near Atlanta. They hate Atlanta.
I saw on Facebook somebody organizing.
It depends on how many you're talking about. Now, I think, will some Saints fan file a class action lawsuit? Yes.
Well, there's a lawyer talking about it already.
Yeah,
there?
We contacted him. We're trying to get him on.
Yeah, I think that'll happen.
I saw a page on Facebook.
Protesting over there, no. I think they'll sober up by then and they'll forget what happened.
That's fair.
Coming up next,
did
in
you
the
hike
hits?
It? Did you hike
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, let it go, Figgy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.